service.
All right, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
It's the ladies, and we have two special guests with us, Sania, and you know her from Basketball Wives.
Yes.
And we got TK Kirkland, and you know him just from everywhere.
A little bit of something.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Glad to be here.
Now, you and Sania have met before.
I that's what I heard. I was being the gentleman. She put it out there. So how did we meet?
I was actually in LA filming, flying from LAX to Philadelphia. You were doing a show in Philly?
Probably. How long ago?
A couple months ago.
Okay.
You was trying to Mac.
And what did I say? Ooh, I would have remembered you, baby.
I'd be looking fucked up in the airport.
Okay, and I still try to holler at you.
I didn't have my wig on or nothing, so yeah, you were.
And when I was macking, what did I say? I'm curious on what I said.
I can't remember, but it was like, you going to Philly, and we're clearly at the same gate.
Right.
You was like, I got a show. It's like, you was just
now, let me, and I'm glad a young lady put that there. Let me explain to women what you got to understand. You got to really know if a nigga really trying to holler or he's being a gentleman. Because it's two different things. And the reason why I say that, I tell my daughters that. My daughters, when we hang out, they only 14, 15. But I hear them talking. Oh, he's looking at me. I say, if a motherfucker ain't say nothing to you or really pursue that he was trying to get you, he was just looking. So my point is, you are a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trying to mack you.
Okay. Did he ask for your number or anything?
Even if I asked for your number, I probably was going to try to put you on the guest list or something for the show.
You did. Because, you said that.
Yep, that's what I did. Okay. So I wasn't trying to holler.
You want
to
have a beautiful woman.
Let me explain to you the kind of man I am. I'm much older than a lot of people. I come from an era where you have to be, I believe in being an extreme gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even say hello to women no more and be a gentleman without people thinking the wrong thing. So I wind up staying quiet because it's perceived to be something totally different. You understand what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, what if you put hearts under her Instagram page or something like that? Is that...
You know what? I think I might do that, but I think I do it because you're going to laugh. I like the colorness on the shit when I hit send. You know, it's like, it doesn't really like.
TK is definitely an emoji person. If you text him, he's definitely in every text back.
Right.
Really? Some sort of
emoji. It's going to be some type of emoji. And that's something that I started doing because when you don't text me back with an emoji, I'm going to feel the fucking connection.
Yeah.
I find it rude. Like, where the fuck is my emoji?
Because sometimes guys and emojis are a weird thing.
Like, that's true.
I like emojis.
You like when men use emojis? Like,
but
like
here's the thing. I come from an era. I come from a street era. To see niggas taking
street
pictures and being outside with a group of niggas holding the camera up, posing with, and making sure that the angle was right, to this day is the most funniest thing in the world. I laugh. I don't tell the guys nothing to make them feel uncomfortable, but it's the funniest thing in the world to
see.
Come
on, son, let's do a selfie.
Exactly.
Hey.
You know, like, no, let me get this
hold
side.
On, let me get my good light, the light better over here.
And to see that change, because I used to talk about Twitter and Instagram where people will post where they're going to be. And I was like, yo, street niggas about to start kidnapping motherfuckers because no one told where they were going to be.
That's how people's houses get broken into.
Yeah.
To this day. And see, and we came from an era also, you couldn't say where you was going with your parents. You lived with your parents and you told somebody that you was going to Disneyland or going out of town, you wouldn't go. Your parents said, we ain't going no motherfucker where now.
Disneyland.
Yeah, because you out there telling people where you going. It was just forbidden.
My parents just went on a cruise recently, right? They're back now.
Right.
But my dad was like, Angela, don't tell anyone.
That's
dad,
right.
You think I'm going to go on the radio and tell the world that you and my mom went on a cruise?
I love
Why
him
would
already.
I do that?
I love him already.
That's crazy.
And that's true.
All right, so
I love
always...
Angela's parents. Shout out to them.
She's sweet. I already know her parents are good.
Her parents are
yep,
amazing.
I could tell.
Now, we usually start with the tip of the day. So since Sania and TK had that interaction in the airport, today's tip of the day is, how do you mack to try to get the attention of a young lady or a young man? Because women are aggressive now, too. And
that's
we
true. That's
go
true.
For it also. What are some things that you can do to mack on somebody in the airport?
That works. Is really interesting.
I'll let you take it.
Because TK, you're just being a gentleman.
I got my
but
it's funny because he was really polite.
Yeah.
So
see, I'm
with
glad
him
she
saying
said that.
That
right.
I really don't know how to take it now because it could have been.
Right, I'm just a polite
been,
guy.
It wasn't promoting what he's doing. And,
I'm real
like,
polite.
But the funniest part was like, you're going to Philadelphia and we're clearly in the same gate.
Right, but.
You could have had a layover.
Yeah, you could have had a layover.
Okay.
You could,
it was like the last fight.
The thing about a man. But the thing about a man is that you can't assume.
Yeah.
You have to actually put the question out there so that you don't look crazy because you go like, are you going to Philly? no, I'm on a layover and I'm going somewhere else. Now you look like a damn fool. Or you could have been waiting for somebody. Because it's been times I've met a woman and she's attractive. I'm just holding a conversation. And then all of a sudden, some big dude coming out of nowhere. Oh, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
I'm a comedian.
She was just telling me about you. No, women tell me, like, I'm here with my boyfriend, but I still hold a conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not trying to holler. I'm just a gentleman. I enjoy people.
Well, the thing with all the ladies in this room, I'll say, is that everybody here is very attractive.
Everybody's
sure
attractive.
That they're used to guys. When a guy just comes up and starts making conversation with you, you're like, oh, here it goes. Because it is.
That's true. That is true. And I feel sorry for some of these ladies.
Do you go up to women that aren't attractive and start conversations?
I'm polite to everybody. I really am, and I'm like that. But it's a gift and a curse too, because even the ones that's really not attractive as well assume that you're trying to holler, and then you like 10 years later, like, oh, you try to holler. I'm like, bitch, I saw you and I just said hello. What are you talking about? It wasn't even like that. You know when I'm trying to pursue you, mm-hmm. because I do it strategically.
So how?
All right, so tell us.
See, strategically, you get a woman's number and you talk to them on the phone as many times as possible to find out if you really like a person.
Okay.
See, the problem, and I've been trying to on my show, and I try to teach young men, stop trying to get into a woman's pants in the first 24 hours, because this is how everybody gets damaged immediately, because you're chasing the coochie. The woman is attractive, but then once you hook up and you find out the person might live in a bad area, he don't really have any money, the girl is bringing a lot of drama to the table, and once you figure it out, it's like, oh man, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
But if you take your time, I call it get to know who you're fucking.
Okay.
Will it take 30 days or 60 days?
Right?
Get to know who you're fucking. It's like people out here walking around with babies that never knew the man that they kicked it
with.
Well,
you know what? They're saying that Kylie Jenner actually got pregnant a month after she started dating Travis Scott.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Because she's far, right?
Yeah, she's like 5 months pregnant.
So somebody else's baby.
No.
It's him. No, they're saying they were only together for about a month.
Oh, they did it the first night? Yeah, he fucked the hell out of her. Yeah, he nutted her. And this is what I'm saying. Even though he has a few dollars, ladies, I swear, I'm on you guys' side out here in the world. I try to protect women as much as possible, because I want men to have their lives together before they even say hello to y'all. Like, you got to have your life together, at least a decent job, a great education, and some accomplishments. Did you get a degree? Are you going to school? So that way you don't damage these women's lives, because you ladies are fragile. And once a man either hurts you or cheats on you, whatever, some of y'all are fucked up for life. And then you meet a nice guy. Now, instead of him being a good person, he got to be a psychological therapist. He got to be a motivational speaker. He got to make sure you get up early.
Do you think you guys are fucked up from past relationships?
Some, not all.
I'm just asking the women in here. Do you think you guys are fucked up?
I learned from every relationship I've ever been
I've absolutely learned the lesson from every relationship I've been in.
But do you feel like you're kind of like fucked up for future relationships in some way?
I wouldn't say fucked up, but I can say that I side eye a lot of shit that niggas do because of the experiences that I had. And I do believe that there is a high number of men who cheat just because they can.
And guys,
like, not to say that all men cheat, but I think mostly all of them cheat.
And they should stay single until they have their lives together. That way you can fuck whoever you want, right? And then when you get ready to settle down with one of you beautiful ladies, you have something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something to contribute. And that's what I want men to do.
Steph, you think you're fucked up from past relationships?
I feel like it's impossible to break my spirit, you know? Like,
that's
I feel
good.
Like the issues that I've had from my past relationships, I don't ever bring them into my new ones. I feel like I give everybody a fair chance, and I'm not going to say that's smart, because I go through the same heartbreaks over and over again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm even heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, I still will love forever.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm not going to stop loving. Yeah. I'm not going to stop trusting. You know, I feel like everybody deserves their fair chance.
So what do you think that you're doing that's wrong?
I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I'm actually really happy.
No. So what do you think? What do you think the men are doing in this wrong that meet you? Because I'm looking at you.
Oh, you mean to why I keep getting my heart broken?
Yes,
that's what you mean.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just feel like, you know, like I said, I give everybody a fair chance. So, you know, that leaves you very open and vulnerable to getting your heart broken.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I feel like my kind of heart, I expect the person that I'm with to have the same heart that I have. Yes. And that's a mistake.
And,
you know what I mean?
And I'm looking
but on, I'm not going to lie. I keep doing it over and
right.
over again.
And that's what I'm trying to say. The mistake.
Stop.
But you know what's interesting? No matter Oprah Winfrey, no matter how poor, no matter how rich, even with men, everybody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody has that problem. And I've studied people my whole life, from the Magic Johnson to Luke. Now, me and Luke used to roll together.
Uncle
and
Luke.
Uncle Luke is one of my dearest friends. I'm going to tell
Luke
you a story.
Uncle Luke was up here on lip service before.
Yeah. Uncle Luke was chasing his fiance down the street like that bitch stole something from him. And when I saw that, he was just a real dude to me. Because some people I thought just had such discipline and strength that a woman can get you out of character and just take you to a whole nother lane. And when I saw that with him, to me, anything
it's
can
possible,
happen.
Right?
Anything is possible.
Anything is
I think
possible.
Especially like bringing that up with somebody like him that's known for just sleeping with anybody
right.
he wants and
right.
for that one person to have you.
And I think every man has that woman that can do that to them. You know, it depends on how you react afterwards. You have to use it as a lesson. Like, I got caught up in a situation after I had a tragedy in my family. My mom, my brothers all died. So I met this young lady who had my daughter, but it was the worst relationship of my damn life. So for 5 years, I dealt with it because I was really at the weakest moment of my life. But the greatest thing about it, anytime I meet a woman that reminds me of her, I don't run. I heal the away. I get the fuck out the way. And that's what lessons are for. See, the thing about, like you was talking about, see, when you meet guys, whoever reminds you of that last guy, that's the person you stay away from.
Right.
You don't go down that path.
You tend to go
no
for
more.
The opposite person when you get out of a really bad relationship with somebody. You're like, I want someone completely different
right.
than the
I
last
feel like
person.
I attract the same type of men.
Is it that's
I,
what you
I concur
like,
with that. I'm the same.
I don't have my certain type of like dream guy. Mm-hmm. I just like who I like, but I always seem to attract like the
what
certain
type of
man
is that?
Well, it's one of two, either like athlete, rapper situation, or like a street guy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you don't get an attorney, you don't get a doctor?
Never.
Never? So that means your environment.
I had one guy that was he was into like tech. Whatever.
Right.
Because
those are the guys y'all should be messing with, because they truly appreciate you.
I like nerds.
Yeah, you gotta like a nerd. I'm trying to. Yeah,
though.
You gotta be a nerd. You gotta go.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. And it's not like that's just what I choose. That's who approaches me.
Right.
I don't get approached by like
other guys.
I'm sure
a lot of those guys know you from Basketball Wives now too.
But nobody comes.
Yeah, and I never knew who she was. I don't watch TV. I just thought she was just an attractive person.
You were very explosive on there when you came on. Let me tell you something.
I was so looking forward to seeing Sunil.
Oh, God, I know.
When I found out that she was on it, I was like, yes, I am.
When I tell you she was spilling it all, I was like, is she going to name names? But contractually, are you not allowed to do that?
It's not with the contract. It's just more of a respect thing. Because the person that I was dealing with is married.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to speak on, because it was so long ago. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to bring that back
up. And was
up.
You a kept woman? Did he take care of you?
I'm always going to be taken care of.
See, that's
but I have my own as well.
Right, which is good.
But I was young. Like on the show, it seemed like it was something current, which it was years ago.
Did his wife know?
I don't know. But that wasn't his wife.
At the time?
Yeah.
It's his wife
I
now,
I never
though.
Dated him
it
while
right
he was married.
It was before he got married.
Yeah.
Okay.
The night before.
2 days.
2 days before.
2 days before. Okay, so he had to get it in one more time.
I mean, that's fine, but that's how I found out about it. I found out about it watching
Oh, you didn't find
TV.
Out
didn't
too?
Know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So he kept it from you. I kind of like men who keep things top secret and don't want
to
hurt
the fact that they're about to get married.
Yeah, and then you're sitting there like.
But y'all wasn't a serious relationship.
I mean, I was young, so for me, it was
y'all
like,
was just fucking, babe. Just like you
yeah,
thought
no,
I was trying
no,
to holler at you there for it. I'm telling you, y'all
that.
Was just fucking.
I know that's what it was.
And he had
but
something
on the show, it
nothing.
Looks like I glorified it, but I was young and impressionable and in love with this person and found out they
it's
were getting
good.
Married from
I think,
TV.
I think all that is good signs. You know, I like everything that you're going through. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, no disrespect. He's a great guy, but it's just like people want to talk about it, and I don't mind sharing to a certain extent. But to respect the marriage, I don't really like to.
I like
did you remain friends with him after that?
For a little while, but no.
And if he called you tomorrow, would you fuck him?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, you would.
He's tried since then, but no.
Okay. Yeah, I would have tried too. I'm just curious.
All right, so no. We didn't get to how you guys mac in the airport. What are some things that you can do to attract somebody's attention? Just some tips. And what would work on you?
I have something that would work on me. I'm not saying it would be something to get me to date you at the airport, but if you are an employee at the airport, there's a big chance if you want to be friends, we can be friends.
If you work at the airport, so you're looking for benefits.
That's what I'm saying.
You're looking for benefits.
No, but you know, I can give him benefits too. He could come to my hostings. I could meet. I could introduce him to Angela Yee. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, one hand washes the other. So explain to me what you mean if you're at the airport. I'm curious.
If you are an airport employee, you can get me cheap flights.
Not airport employee, airline.
Because
they can work at Popeyes at the airport, but you don't want that.
Nah, but even the people that work at Popeyes in the airport get deals on flights.
They do.
But
see,
every single person who works in the airport gets deals.
But can I share something with you?
Yeah, I know
the maintenance people, who clean the garbage, they get deals. But whatever airline they're working
and
for.
And this is how she gets her feelings hurt, because her mindset is wrong. So I'm gonna put you up again. You can get your own.
No, but listen to me. I tell you this: if approaching me at the airport to date me is never a good time.
It's never a good time
because I'm rushing.
Yes. Yeah.
I probably don't have my hairbrush.
Right.
Yeah.
I got on sunglasses. I can't even see you.
But do you know that's when you ladies look the best?
I just took off my shoes, which has me frustrated.
That's when y'all look the best.
So it's like, it's the worst time.
It's
right. To the man. I'm not gonna lie. That's when I get the most attention.
Am I right? That's what I'm trying to say. Men see potential.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what it is. But what I was going to tell you, if you book your tickets 21 days in advance,
you can get your tickets. They can't plan that far.
I fly almost every other day.
I'm wasting so much money.
Listen to me.
Pre-booking a flight, I'm not even in the city I'm supposed to leave.
I'm going
to
put y'all up on game. Listen to me. I'm going to put y'all up on game. Here's his thing. When you book a ticket, you make sure you book it 21 days in advance, whether it's American or Delta.
Okay.
Now, this is just the lip service fans and us fans. Now, if you're an American, you need to change your ticket at the last minute. You can act like you work in the service. And call 800 number and say, listen, I got papers. I have to change my flight. What can you do? They're going to charge you. They won't charge you the $200 wait fee. They're going to charge you the tax. They're going to ask you for a person's name. You could just make up a person's name to say and give a fake number. You give your credit card, boom, you on the next flight, your ass is out of here. I've been doing it over 20 years.
Well, now they know. So
I've never heard of that before.
No, it's not going to. You never know who it is because you get.
Right.
If they call, you still can prove it. But they never call. I've been doing this 100 years, so I know. And the best airline to fly is Southwest anyway.
I always fly on Delta, and I'm a platinum member.
Yes, you are.
And so they don't charge me the change fee. And that's it's really important to sign up for those programs.
That's so true. Yeah. Even with your Avis rent a car, your rent a car.
I have all
that.
The programs.
I like that.
I get all my miles. I get all my upgrades.
That's right.
I'm so cheap.
Me too.
No, you're smart.
But yeah.
Yeah, you're smart, baby.
I spend money on bullshit, but.
Yeah, you're smart.
All right, now, since we're talking about money, is it easier to forgive somebody who's rich when they cheat? Now, the reason we're talking about this is everybody, of course, has been following the whole Kevin Hart story, and he cheated, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's like, his wife isn't going anywhere anyway. She's pregnant.
Right.
He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
If you were her, what would you do?
Well, if I was her, I'm married, right?
Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like whether a man is rich or poor, cheating is just one problem in a relationship. You know what I mean? If you guys are a family and a unit, you know, you can work on it, whether it takes counseling or whatever. You know what I mean?
She's
So I don't think we're talking about Kevin Hart, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been a good idea. I didn't think even for a second that she would leave him, but even if she did, I don't think that would be a good idea. It's your husband. You mean to tell me one bitch, you call him with a bitch? And that's gonna make you break up with him forever?
I love her. She's awesome.
You could work on that. You know, maybe you're going to have to set stronger rules.
I don't believe in marriage counsel, though.
You know what I mean? Maybe you got to pay a little more attention, see what's the problem, try to fix it.
Although, being pregnant, that's a kind of difficult time to have
exactly,
to
you're pregnant. You want to get a divorce? No, not to cater. No, obviously, she shouldn't have to cater to him. It's time for him to do something.
I totally agree.
You know what I mean? Remember when Kobe Bryant,
the purple diamond.
Remember the purple diamond? Like, you know, it's time for a purple diamond. Even though not, right. I'm not saying.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Huh?
I'm not.
Let me finish. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that, you know, doing something for her and, you know, maybe buying her something nice or whatever he's going to do to make it better. We're on the radio, so you guys can't see what I'm doing with my hands. But
quote unquote, better.
Right? You know, I'm not saying that that's okay, but I'm just saying there's bigger things than a man cheating on you for you to just give up your whole union.
Awesome person.
You got married.
Okay, right, what do you say, Sania?
See, I look at things.
But if you just
dating
and you know you caught your man, you caught a nigga fucking with some whack ass bitch from the club or something, you know, keep it moving, whether he has money or not.
Okay, I respect
The way I view relationships is a bit different because you have some people that don't see cheating as like the end of the world. Mm-hmm. My thing is more so respect. And don't ever try to embarrass me, let somebody feel like they got one up on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to have fun. So I would be more upset if he didn't bring her to me instead of like going behind my back and doing.
When you say bring her to you, whatever. What do you mean?
I mean, we could have had some fun, or you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you having an issue or
she
whatever,
she
want
to fuck her too.
Yeah, see, I see that. Like, I'm totally against all that.
Not necessarily that, but it's more so just like because all right, I've been in relationships with someone for quite a while, uh-huh, and I'm just like, oh my god, he cheated on me, like, and like ended several relationships over that, and it was like we had way bigger. You know what I'm saying? The relationship was bigger than just that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
You still do threesomes?
No, that's not nothing that I just do. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm in a relationship with my man.
And he wants you to do that?
Yeah, I would.
You would do it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I respect that. Mm-hmm. I don't want no confusion in my bedroom.
Why?
I've done all that when I was a youngster. And I think that your bed is sacred. Mm-hmm. Like when people come into your house, you got to be patted down. You got to be screened.
I mean, it wouldn't
be in my house.
Because
your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm saying to be in my energy, in my space. Mm-hmm. And I'm older. I'm a lot older than a lot of y'all. So when you get to be my age.
He's 57.
I'm 57 years old. So when I see the world different, your energy.
You've been through there.
Through all that. And to have someone in your bed, like guys who, they don't know the consequences of shit like this, right? Now, yeah, she's an attractive woman. You bring another woman home, and you think your girl gonna cheat with a nigga, and these two motherfuckers on hook up.
A woman leave her man for the girl they brought
that's
in.
That's my point.
I've seen that happen.
Now,
I've seen that happen too.
How
and
you gonna
I've
be
seen
upset?
The woman you brought in take your whole life.
Exactly.
I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
that's my point.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Still, your
sad.
You look up, and you on the outside looking in.
Gone.
Not even his woman anymore.
Then a woman can have that same situation, and the guy starts seeing the other girl.
Woman. Yeah, that's definitely.
But see, when I say this, it's not like that's what I do now in my relationship. I'm just saying it's something that I would consider,
right?
Because mm-hmm. that's
it. You going always, up and doing it without
yeah, you know,
me.
I just want to be in a relationship where
are you
we're
over 30?
I'm actually be 40 in December. I'm 39.
Okay, yeah, it's time to get that up though.
And, but that's not. So you're missing what I'm saying. That's not nothing
no,
that I
you.
Do. I would. I'm open to it.
Yeah, but give yourself to God and keep that pussy for
well,
you.
Well, I
want
to hear what Gigi has to say.
I've been quiet, right?
Yeah,
you
been
have
quiet.
Been.
She listening.
What's up, baby?
I mean, you know, I'm just letting it all flow around.
Yeah, because you know, I there's no way I
now,
could
if you
date
were,
you.
So if you were in that situation, would you stay? Pregnant.
She pregnant, you know.
Where's she going to go, though?
She ain't going nowhere.
Like, where would
if I was pregnant, I wouldn't go nowhere either. So
that's the problem is that I think guys
but that's
do that
sad.
And they're married.
They're not gonna go nowhere.
No,
see, they're
I
married.
Wouldn't
it is
because
very
it's
different.
Like she leaves. Okay, God forbid. Okay, she leaves with this newborn baby, takes his money or whatever, and go date somebody else. And go, what you're taking care of this person, or it could be somebody on the same level. You're gonna go through the same shit.
Here's the thing I think for you ladies. I don't like men to marry y'all and then they still cheat. Mm-hmm. Lock you down and shut your shit down and they still get to do what they want to do. I'm totally against that.
And men of status think that that's okay.
That's what they
because
do.
You're
yeah. I ain't got time for that.
People are like,
that.
Well, what did you expect?
Right. Yeah. I ain't got time
it's like
for that.
Expected for them.
Because yeah. I ain't trying to explain myself. I'm going to be a good husband. If you're in a relationship, I'm going to be a good man. Because one thing I don't want to do, where were you? I ain't got time for them FBI questions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the right thing out the gate. And that's just me. I guess because all the things I've gone through and I understand women, I know that the damage that's out here in the world.
Yeah.
I see women out here struggling. I see women who are beautiful like you ladies and in the next 15, 20 years you're in a shelter because no one motivated
Good
you.
Lord.
No, it's
that's
some real
extreme.
Shit.
That is
you know,
extreme.
You no one took the time to elevate a woman, to make her better. See, most men get with women and they fuck them and destroy them instead of fuck them and teach them. Hey, baby, get your credit good. Let's start a business. I want you to understand how to make your money. And then if I'm gone, I'm gone. But at least I know that you're straight.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think it's a good idea to go into business with somebody that you're dating?
I don't think
no.
I don't think so. Some,
dating, yeah. Probably not.
I was telling you, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think if you're dating, then maybe you shouldn't. But if you are in a marriage union, then it's probably
yes. Well, yeah, I agree with that. I do.
Okay, but somebody you're dating has a great idea, or say you have a great idea, and he's like, okay, I'll fund this for you, but let's, you know, get it going.
I feel like that all of the details need to be like, you know, contracted, you know,
there should be like some paperwork. Don't do the contract.
It should be a verbal agreement.
Because it's hard to ask.
Business is business, baby. We just got to handle this business.
Like, what if he was like, yo, let's buy this building together?
I mean, something like that is different because a building, it can be sold.
Yep.
And you'll get your money equally. Right. Like something like a business where you got to pay attention to funds going in and out. That's a little different.
And then most people, properties, when they do get in the business, and most people, when they do get in the business, no one never ran that type of business before. So nine times out of ten, it's going to lose.
Yeah.
Everybody going to lose. Oh, it's crazy.
You know, like, what I wanted to touch on, when you were speaking, like you said, you're older. So you come from an era where women are pretty much kept and taken care of.
That's true.
Like, everyone here is their own bosses.
Which is excellent.
And it's like, in this day and age, it's like the women are doing actually better than the men.
And that's sad to me. And that's what my show is about. Because these guys, like one guy on my show, he admitted, he said, I was going to get cash advances from my job to front to pretend to be something that I wasn't. Wound up getting a girl pregnant, had the girl move out of her house, to moving with him, his mother, the dad. And he said, T, I need your help. I'm like, why? He said, because she calling me, I'm not a man. I let him finish. And once he was done, I said, you're not a man. What the fuck was you doing? So, and I'm tired of guys putting their dick in you ladies and don't have their lives together. Yeah. So I gave him advice on how to move. He got two baby mamas. This is what I told him. I said, be thankful that your two baby mamas met somebody that's going to help raise your children. Wow. They like 1 and 2 years old. So the next 7 years, go to school, get a great education, get a better job. You'll only be 30 years old. You're 23 years old. Mm-hmm. I said, you'll be 30 years old and your life will be better. You'll have money. You have your life together. And then you can move forward with your children and take a place. I said, but stop. And to all the men listening, to even the men listening now, stop lying to get pussy. They lie the fuck.
I feel like people get their shit together way later in life than they used to.
That's true. And it should be earlier. I want men to focus on, at a young age, stacking. Keep your mind on the bag. Take care of yourself so that you want to be qualified. I call it, you want to be qualified to be in a relationship. Just like you want a nice car. You can't get a certain car unless you're qualified.
Yeah.
You want a nice house, you can't get a car unless you're qualified. Same with a female.
Or if you're always making money from a young age.
I've been making money my whole life, since I was probably 9. Like, I'm one of them kids who just always, I don't know what it is.
You can get any car you want. Your payment is just going to be crazy.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? In this day and age, it's so much with the internet. Everybody is just faking.
Yeah.
So it's hard to have a younger person.
I'm such a real person that when I do, I don't know who to believe. I just post my shit and keep it moving. And with whatever you're doing with your life, you're doing with your life. Because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get all my minutes out of life. It could be my last day. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to enjoy my shit. So when I see people, I just want men, not the women, because I think y'all got your stuff together.
Yeah,
these men is driving me crazy with the way they I had a guy hit me on my show that asked me how to speak to a woman, to how to get sex, how to get head. And I'm reading this shit. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Why aren't you worried about other things?
Yeah.
I can't believe that a man would even ask another man.
How do you not?
How do you not know that? But he's horny. That's why he's asking, because clearly he's having a problem getting those things.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know what? I actually had an email. Somebody emailed me and I pulled it up because I was going to ask you guys this question. But he said he's 23 and he's had a problem. He's never had sex.
Jesus Christ.
And he keeps on trying.
Where's he from?
But he can't. I don't know where he's from, but he's saying, how can he get a woman? He just can't seem to do it. He's got problems communicating.
He can pay for one.
Because it doesn't come natural.
What you should do is go on Backpage.
They can pay for one. He needs to go to a strip club and go in the champagne room and ask the girl.
Yep. And that's what they're doing.
Just so he can get it over with. Okay. Yeah. Like, come on, get it together.
Because he probably has opportunities, but he probably talks himself out the pussy.
Yeah, $23.
Yeah, some we might be interested. and be like,
23
oh, no.
years old, you could probably go get yourself some what pussy you for 200
talk,
bucks. Like, come on, give me
pussy.
A break.
Like, oh what do guys God. Do? Did they talk themselves out of getting pussy?
I'm curious to hear this.
Because I'm sure we've all been in a situation
yeah,
where somebody
name
talked.
Drop trying to right. flex, name throw your drop. Money around.
Yeah,
it's just like.
Just act like what they're not.
Yeah.
All right, top 10 reasons on the board. How do guys talk themselves out of getting pussy?
That's hilarious.
Okay, talking about their ex.
Yes, oh, yeah. Like talking
about your
ex.
Number one reason.
Talking about your
talking
ex.
About your talking about my ex, yeah. yeah.
Talking about their money when they ain't giving you none.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, if number I go on reason. Your Instagram page and this shit look corny as hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
If I go on your Instagram page and it's a bunch of memes.
I'm curious.
And pictures of other people and
that's hilarious. So you wouldn't fuck somebody because they Instagram?
Yes, you got a lot of that.
Hilarious.
I don't even like dating people with an Instagram.
I don't like guys that
have
that.
When you see my Instagram, like what do you think then?
Because you should be busy.
I don't
yes,
like guys
you're
that
in the industry. You're, you
okay.
you
okay,
need
I'm just
me.
Curious.
If you're
you're
just home, just on the
no,
gram.
Like,
but you
like
do
that.
Post a lot of women on your Instagram.
I post a lot of women.
Listen, you ever go to somebody's page and all you see is all a bunch of memes and pictures of other people.
And maybe the people begging the follow.
Or like pictures of like Scarface.
Yeah, like weird stuff. Like why are you posting all of this? Instagram is supposed to tell about yourself and your personality.
But I try to tell men not even smoke weed together. I say weed is for you and a female. I don't know when niggas started smoking this shit together. This is some gay shit to me.
They do all
you know?
Kinds of stuff
men,
together. Get high.
Weed
pills.
Is for a woman in your room. You smoking. You have a drink. And you fuck. When the niggas start passing this shit around?
Is sounds that good. What that's for?
Yeah, sounds yeah. Good. I've been trying sounds to tell good. Men all the time, stop smoking weed
Stephanie,
together.
We that's smoke weed in the bedroom all the time and never
me
fuck.
Me and Gigi, we're just missing the sex. We're very gay for each other.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes
that.
We're even naked.
Okay, like, well, most women
completely.
Do that. Now, are you guys roommates?
Have we smoke?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we
like
just
really,
neighbors.
Like we're like neighbors.
Yeah, we both live in Jersey.
Now, on your block, can you park?
Either I'm in our house, she's in mine.
Do you have parking spaces? Or
you got a double park? Apartment building.
Yeah, we both live in buildings
so
that you have.
Now, y'all live in Jersey City or?
No. I live in Edgewater and she lives in Cliffside Park. You know.
Is that near by Park Edge or Saddlebrook?
It's north Jersey. It's right by the George Washington
Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's like
right
the
Hudson
like,
River.
It's like the Manhattan of Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I grew up in Jersey City. Yeah. That's what I was asking. Mm-hmm.
So, like, we live, like, she lives up the hill and I just live down the hill.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We're always like.
That's hilarious.
We're like besties.
I never thought of weed as being an activity for men and women to do, like, on a date.
That's just me thinking that.
Right, so roll up, bitch.
We were talking about men talking themselves out of getting some pussy. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that they could do?
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you something really crazy that happened to me one time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in high school, I was dating this guy, and he came and picked me up, and we had never did anything or whatever. So we were in a car, and he was like, you want to come in? And I was like, no, I'm good.
Right,
you know,
right.
So anyway...
I see what this
so
is.
So he kissed me.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, all right. So we kissed in the car and he jerked himself off.
What?
What? How are you?
He took it too far.
I was 17.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he went way too far.
I think that was excellent.
And that's another thing. So I don't like a guy that's pressed for the pussy.
No. Wait, let's see what happened.
Yeah, wanted too
did
bad.
Did you give him head
no,
or did you let him go?
I didn't do
Angela
anything.
Did not get
I
that
actually
man.
Told him, I said, I said, you don't really need me.
That's right, seems like you got it all under control.
Mess with him again after that.
Seems like you got it all that's handled.
Funny. I know.
But so, that so ladies, really let me ask you a question: if a man did that, you would think that you not needed?
I would be weirded out. She was young
on the
so.
First date.
That wouldn't happen
okay.
to her now.
It wasn't the
we
first date. They haven't talked for a while.
That wouldn't happen now.
I would hope not.
That's what
now,
I'm saying. Like
no.
she was young.
If
so
that happened now, what would you do?
I don't probably
call the police.
You wouldn't fuck him. You were like, no, stop.
No,
I'm gonna make love.
A guy was. I was
like,
we never did anything, and he just started jerking off.
No, he kissed you first,
right?
And then it turned him on. And that's what he thought he was doing.
Instead
right.
of he reached in his hands sex, and pulled out his dick
yeah.
and jerked? That's disgusting.
That's disgusting?
Yeah. That's
now,
like,
what if it was a nice size? You go,
where did he
harassment.
Come? Where did he put it?
I don't know if he came or not. I just was done.
Oh.
Yeah, that could turn
I didn't
you
stay
off.
For
harassment.
The end.
It was sexual
yeah,
harassment.
Yeah, I had a guy come.
And we're like outside. Off.
Right.
And the car. And I just felt like relieved that he didn't need me after that.
Right.
You would have felt relieved or you would have been
no,
mad?
No, I've had a guy. Jerk off and come on my leg, like come like right here.
Right, and that's a nice thigh. Okay,
thank you. And he came yeah, on it, uh-huh. and then I was just like, yeah, well, you know,
that was okay, it.
At least yeah. I don't have to.
Where were you?
I
at?
Don't do nothing.
I don't think we were in a car.
Oh my God.
You know?
Would you have fucked him if you didn't masturbate?
No, that's why he masturbated because I wouldn't fuck.
Oh, good. Okay, so
he wasn't gonna get none anyway.
Let me share something with you, ladies. I'm hearing what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
in life, we always hear what women, the thoughts of women, how they move. So we're going to put y'all up on game on how we need y'all to know what men think.
Okay.
If you don't fuck a guy's going to masturbate, so hoping that one, it'll turn you on, or two, that he'll be relieved so he don't attack your ass.
Oh, shit.
But it's not... to belittle you. Yeah, it's not to belittle you. It's not to be offensive.
Well, he should have took his ass in the bathroom.
Or home. Go home.
By himself.
Have you seen yourself in the mirror? You're a beautiful woman.
That hasn't happened to me. It happened to Angela.
Yeah. All you ladies are beautiful. So, when men meet beautiful women, it's like kryptonite, it's like crack cocaine. Everything a nigga ever thought of in his life, every thought, everything, tries to come out in 5-10 minutes when he meets you. That's why sometimes guys stutter, because they can't get everything they've ever learned out their mouth fast enough. When it comes to sex and you're a beautiful person, man will do certain things to try to seduce, try to lure. Most of the time, it backfires, but I wanted you ladies to know that if it ever happened, have a little mercy.
Okay.
Just have some compassion.
Yeah, have some passion.
For the
don't
guy
be
that
so
jerks
hard
off on you.
Yeah. Right. You know, but I think if you're going to masturbate, at least y'all should be fucking for a while.
Right.
Yeah, not like on the, I wouldn't do it on the first date.
That's the weird part.
Now I'm going to tell you something I would do. Like if I met y'all and we was dating and I would go down on you. Would you think that turn you off?
Wait, what happened?
I would have oral sex with you.
You better.
On the first date?
On the first date.
Yeah. On the first date. What's up?
No, I would. Now, let me explain to you. I might talk to you like 2 or 3 weeks.
And then have the first date.
And then that's the first date. No, I believe in eating pussy. And
are you expecting something back?
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm a concierge. I believe men should be concierge.
Are you hoping for something back?
No, I just rather please a woman, long as I can hear you come, and I'm good.
You don't get blue balls?
No, I don't get blue balls. I have what you call dick control. I'm disciplined.
No, but I feel like when you're dating somebody and you're not in the mood and he's like, all right, then, and he pulls it out and he busts his nut right there, it's like, all right, you're annoying. Go ahead, go clean yourself.
You wouldn't go get the hot towel?
Not
get the hot towel. You see a man do
first
that.
First date in the car.
I
would eat your pussy in the car.
Christ.
I wouldn't pull my dick out. I'll make
you
come first.
Not really.
You gotta be flexible. You gotta take yoga.
Depends on the car. Depends on the car.
You gotta take yoga.
Yeah, depends on which
or you gotta get in the back seat at
least. Yeah, of course.
Or you gotta do the decline. You put one leg up. That's why the girl you date gotta be flexible. You put one leg up and then you go. And if you're real talented, and if you're real talented, most men go to the front. But I always try to teach men to have oral sex from the side like a harmonica, and you go up and down.
Like a harmonica.
What?
Like you go
like
up
Stevie
and down
Wonder.
On the side.
What
it's phenomenal. It's see that I have all your whip doing
what?
That. It's a
harmonica.
Style that's
what
fucking
in the
phenomenal.
Harmonica? Nah, but I think I've had somebody eat my pussy like that before.
I'd rather eat. I like to get my pussy ate while I'm laying down. Mm-hmm, I don't like to. First of all, I don't like to squat above your face so much.
Oh,
I don't
hate that.
I'm not a small girl.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Me too.
And
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Right, it's just, I'm not also, a small girl. It's like I'm just low.
No, I might fall asleep on you and wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do it from the back.
That's fine.
Am I on
my knees or am I just
if you sleep,
to the side?
If you sleep, yeah, I'm going to get you at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm already setting it up because I know what I'm doing. Bitch, I'm tired right now. But 2:30, 3 o'clock when I go get a snack.
Oh, man, the worst.
Get my strength up, I'm going to get you.
The worst is when a guy wakes up in the middle of the night funny. Ready to go and he wants you to suck his dick and you have morning breath.
Oh, my God.
Or cotton mouth.
So right.
Annoying.
That's terrible.
No, you got to learn technique, ladies.
No.
Turn your head certain ways so you the breathing don't go directly on
the face. No, I'm more concerned about the cotton mouth. You're like sleep, knocked out, sleep, or from the club, just passed out. And now it's just
it don't matter. Rock it.
Yeah,
the tech. Rock it, and you have to drink a lot of water because I was at the mayor's office. I was at the mayor's office earlier today, and research has shown women in the New York area have been passing out from dehydration because your water intake is not at a high level. So you're not using a lot of saliva, and women have been passing out, hitting their head on radiators in the local area.
Every day you're at the mayor's office learning something new.
I know.
Yep,
like
exactly.
I was at the mayor's office early today.
Yeah, I sure was.
I could wake up with a dry mouth. If my man says that he wants to get a blowjob, my shit starts salivating.
But I can
right
look
away
at your mouth.
No, it's
you,
going
you,
to happen, but it's
all
like,
of y'all. Like, let me see. Let me see your neck.
I'm like, yeah. But
I'm like, yes, you woke up on the right foot today.
Let me tell you, all you ladies got nice necks. Your neck structures is phenomenal. You were born to give head.
Oh,
no one's ever told you that. All of y'all was born to give head.
You're not good for nothing else.
You got the nice lips. You got the upper body strength, the neck strength. It's beautiful.
Now, Sunia, are you happy with how you were portrayed on Basketball Wives?
Hell no.
All right, so clear it up, since you have this floor right here, right now, for you to say anything you want. Because you came on there, I was like, damn, you were so mean to that girl, you made her cry.
See, that's the thing, like... All right, and, a lot of people...
TK, she's a stylist, because I know you don't watch TV.
Right, exactly.
So she was on Basketball while she was called over to the house mm-hmm. to help style a young woman on the show, mm-hmm. who they said, you know, had...
They said she needed
a baby. Makeover.
The makeover.
She gave her a makeover, but she was very mean to her.
But why? She was mean to me. See, this is the thing that I'm learning about reality TV. This was mm-hmm. my first season mm-hmm. even.
And are you still on there now, too?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have to see.
Okay.
But however, this was my first season doing something like this. Okay. So when I went to do the makeover, I mean, I've styled people before. I've never been welcomed like that before. So when I came there, it was attitude. It was tension. It was weird. And some time went by. Her and I talked and connected and got a rapport, and we were good. Mm-hmm. So when we started the styling, if you can remember the episode, it was kind of cool. Like, we were talking and drinking. Like, we were both drinking. And then it was like, I guess they want it to be a certain way within reality shows. Mm-hmm. And she was pulled away. And when she came back, her whole demeanor was different.
Mm. They were like,
so now I'm like,
it wasn't you. It was somebody told her something to do.
I guess because the thing is, like,
Mona
I
Scott
filmed before, so
no.
my producers kind of know me and they know my personality. Okay. So I guess they were kind of looking for something
drama
in that moment. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was, so say for instance, if I be like, oh my God, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I come back and I'm just treating you like bitch, you know, like mean to you, like, would you? You wouldn't be like receptive of me. You would change as well.
Right.
So I'm like, is she fucking serious? Like, the whole time I'm filming, my face is just like, is she serious? Because she wasn't being like that before. Mm-hmm. So the whole makeover shifted. And me, I'm not about to let you act crazy with me. I'm not about to let you talk crazy, any of that. So, of course, I got defensive and I was rude. But with shows, like, it's like you have hours and hours of taping. And you see like 3 or 4 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the worst 3 to 4
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just like me watching it. I was new to it. So I didn't know that you can edit something to make it look a certain way. So mm-hmm. when I'm looking at it like, wow. You know, but
it took all day to do 3 minutes on the scene.
Yeah, that's but crazy. Then I don't know if
that
you
ain't
seen
even how it happened.
Right.
Later on, she apologized to me. So if I was that rude to you, why was I owed an apology?
Right.
Like, you see what I'm saying? So that's the only thing with reality
shows. It was the producers
shows.
And directors. They put something in her ear to act a certain
way. Yeah, I know. Now I know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
now,
moving forward,
are you a stylist on the show?
Yeah,
you,
I didn't want to go on as someone's girlfriend and all of that. So
okay, cool.
I just went
so you do hair as well?
Hair, clothing.
Okay, you're a hustler. Okay, you're getting money. Okay.
I actually feel like the whole approach to the makeover thing mm-hmm. that they took was kind of the wrong approach mm-hmm. also. Like, if Evelyn felt like, okay, I want to give this girl makeover because I don't like the way she looked. I don't like how she came to an event dressed. I think that she should da da da. It shouldn't have just been, bam, we getting you a makeover. You know, she should have kind of pulled her to the side and not put her on the spot so much. And even
but they
if
do
it
that
was,
because she can react that way.
Right.
That would make too much sense if they did that.
That's
not
real life. And I feel like that would have cleared up a little bit of tension between you and because you were called in to do the service. It wasn't mm-hmm. your idea.
Exactly.
But she
I had never even seen her before.
Right. But her reaction, from what I took from watching the show, her reaction was as if you wanted to come style her to give her a makeover as if it wasn't exactly
when
as
I was walking up. They said she was like this bitch.
Yeah, but that's all the setup.
Like, that's yeah. So it was it's just like setup. They threw both of us, and I want to speak for her as well because they threw both of us into that situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just not as weak as other people, but I'm not going to ever cry. But you started it, so deal with it.
Yeah, they knew what
that's
they
pretty
was
much
doing.
How it was.
The director, and even the director,
with
producer, yeah.
even with like the whole meme situation, I had made a comment about the meme. But her and I had that's like when we were in the makeup room mm-hmm. and we're on Instagram, and I'd be like, oh my God, this you know we're getting our makeup done, and I'm like, sometimes we're not ugly. We're just broke. And then we come in here and Gigi said, what was that that you told Angela? And I repeated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just laughed at it and now you're offended. So that's once again, I'm like, right. Is she fucking kidding me?
So you mm-hmm. so you're dealing with messy people.
Yeah, but it's a reality show. So reality TV.
That's why I can't watch it.
Yeah, it's all expected, but I just didn't know going in because I'm like, I hate to use the term real, but that's just my demeanor.
Sunia, you did not think that that show was gonna be.
No, I didn't. But I'm just saying, it's inserting it because you know, like the mind games and the way that they manipulate. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't because, like I said, I'm not making any excuses for anything, but I wasn't. Now
you know.
Yes. But in the beginning, it just was like, is she fucking serious? And then you don't know what they want from you.
And then, you know, they probably knew things about you from like your past that they knew that
I had filmed before. And they know that they know that if she has to get it popping, it'll get popping. So I believe that's why I was tried. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But had I been smarter, I would have did it way different. I was just too raw, I believe.
And then if you wouldn't have been so raw, I probably wouldn't have made it onto the show.
Yeah, everything I did make like was the highlight of the show. You know, they act like
so you are coming back for next season.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. If not, there'll be other opportunities.
You know, they don't like you to. They like it to be like a little mysterious, but they would be dumb not to have me.
All right, so yes, because we don't want nobody to be dumb. Exactly. TK, you don't watch no reality shows?
Not one.
Why? At all?
I have never watched a reality TV show.
Why not? Yeah.
One, I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. You know, normally I get to bed. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I watch all that stuff on the plane.
Yeah, and I get up at 4:30. And
me too.
I just really thought when I heard a lot about it, it degraded our black women too much. I hated to see our women fighting and arguing, and because it was giving just a bad example to the children out there. And that was just my opinion on it, so I never watched it.
Just to put it out there, they had wanted Stephanie to be on Love & Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. And me, I was supposed to do Love & Hip Hop.
Really?
Season 2 in New York.
Who are you going to be on there with?
Season 2.
And for the people that's listening, I'm not against it. Uh-huh. You take situations like that and you milk it and you make it for what it is.
And some people have done that. And some people haven't.
What's my man's name that with the beard that was married on the reality TV show with the model? Hmm? From Miami.
Married with the model.
Atlanta. Pete.
Oh, Peter.
Peter Gunn. No, not Peter.
From Real Housewives.
Peter Thomas from Real Housewives.
Me and Peter Thomas go way back in my way before he.
How can I be down?
Yeah, we go way back, right? So one day I pull him to the side because I know him from the streets. Mm-hmm. And I said, Pete, I've known you a long time. Why would you do this show? I know you. I know your history. Mm-hmm. And he just broke it down. He said, my wife makes $1 million a year, $300,000 off the books.
Yeah.
And it was just a lick for me. And I just took it like that.
And now he's got his own show.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he does. How about that?
Yeah, and so he flipped it. So my thing is, I was against men selling their soul for publicity and money.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, now if you think like me, sometimes your ass will end up broke and not have nothing.
Now, Steph, why did you do it?
I they wanted me to, you know, do things that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I have my own platform and I have, you know, I have a lot of plugs and friends that, you know, would film with me that would otherwise never even think about being on that show.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had my own platform. If they didn't want to film me on my platform and by my terms, then it wasn't going
to
happen.
Cheers to you.
And that's exactly what happened.
And that's why it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they definitely was calling me like, hey, can you talk Stephanie into this? I was like, no.
Yeah, no. And they kept wanting to put me in awkward moments with people from this city that I'm from, and I know everybody. I feel like I should know.
That's right.
And I'm always willing to meet new people, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know, like, they wanted me to hook up with these people in funny scenarios that I'm not gonna lie to people and act like I'm friends with these people. I don't deal with these people.
All right, now with that.
Go ahead. No, my reason for not really doing it is because, for one, they wanted me to. I didn't want to ever come into, because I have businesses, I'm talented. I didn't want to come into a situation piggybacking off of a man. And for two, I didn't want to come into that situation already, because I had seen season one, knowing I'm going to be fighting. You know, I know me, and I'm like, this will never be.
I'm saying?
And ain't too many people going to beat you up either, because your upper body strength, what you bench pressing, like 250.
It'll never work out. So I'm just like, I'm cool, but then, I heard you. But I'm thinking like, oh my God, basketball-wise, this is perfect. This is a little better, you know. Mm-hmm. I can just be me, you know, this, that, and the third, and it's the same shit.
But
the great thing
somebody.
That I see you still keep getting opportunities.
Yeah.
Some people only get one shot, and that's it. You got another shot.
You know what's
and you
so
will
crazy?
Get another shot.
Speaking of the makeover, and this is how funny life is, how God works. I actually filmed tomorrow. I was contacted by TLC, mm-hmm. the network, to do Bride and Groom Makeover. So I'm filming on that reality
show. Well, that's
good.
So that worked
exactly.
out.
Exactly. So it's just now people can see me in my element, in my salon, really working.
Now, where's
that's what
salon?
I was about to say. Let me tell you
and
something about Saniya.
Okay.
I've known Saniya since the 90s. Mm-hmm. We was in the hair world exactly. in Philly area for way back when the hair shows, when all of that life was really popping.
Right.
Really and she's awesome. Been talented way back when and is still talented to this
good.
Day.
Thank
I ain't you. Seen nobody do a better stitch braid than I done seen this one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And beyond the styling with the clothes and everything that she's known for now, what people don't know is that she is a business owner and she's been a business owner and mm-hmm. been a leader in that industry in the area that we come from for
Thank
okay.
you.
Now
decades.
You from Delaware as well?
I'm
she's from
Philly.
Philly.
Philly?
Philly?
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but you know that. 30 yeah. minutes up the road.
Do you feel like that wasn't so we wouldn't even have really known that from
no.
watching the show?
No, you didn't see any of it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
But it's so crazy because we film stuff like that.
It's called entertainment.
But it's fine because, like I said, I learned from it. So if I am back for season 7, it will be a total, it will be me, mm-hmm. but it'll be a totally, it'll be more business and way smarter.
Now, are you dating anybody now?
Yeah, I am.
Like one person, seriously, that's your
yeah,
man?
I have a boyfriend.
For how long?
Since November.
Oh, okay, almost a
okay,
year.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, G? You single?
Yeah, GG. How about you?
How about me?
I don't know.
I'm single.
Okay, all right.
Still don't look at me.
I'm not married, but
oh, she wanted
on
them.
Paper. She said
I'm not available.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought we were talking like, about on paper.
I'm not married,
right?
But
paper,
I might
I'm
give him up.
We talking about on paper,
very
right?
Much spoken for.
Yeah, I'm just talking. You know,
if I had to fill out a document that said married or single, I would have to check. Single.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What about it's complicated? What if that's in there?
It is complicated, but I'm still single.
Explain complicated.
You
like
know,
here's my this is what men want to know. See, you might think that you're single. But if you go out with a dude and the dude that you think is single with, will he try to whoop your ass?
Mm-hmm. Guys can talk to you for
exactly.
2 days and you're his bitch.
That's
God.
Right.
But God forbid.
A real
right.
talk.
That's my man.
You know how
that's
they
right.
are. Guys Absolutely. Are possessive like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When's
I'm
the last
single.
Time you had a woman?
Man.
You're single?
I'm single.
Well, all this game you just dropped on us?
I'm right. single because I'm
all
extremely.
Right. I call you a gentleman. You picky, right?
Let me say to you about me. I'm a very, very busy man.
Okay.
I have four kids. One works for Interscope Records. Mm. One plays football. And I have two beautiful daughters. And I give them my life. Then I run a comedy label, book publishing. I also have, nobody never knew this for years, I sell jet fuel to Delta Airlines. I have a minority-owned contract for Power
Get
Fuel Solution. I'm 50-something years old. I had
it
ever since I was 35.
Get out of
I
here.
I own wow. buildings over there with Donald
oh, so
Trump.
So you get discounts on flights.
Yeah.
So my name is Stephanie Santiago.
So I have so much occupied. Now, I do meet people that's nice, mm-hmm. but they're not qualified. Beautiful. But to me, since I know all the answers to the questions, what I mean by that is I know what a woman should bring to the table.
What's now, on your list? Because it sounds like he got a list.
No, mm-hmm. one thing you got to have $25,000 before I put my dick in you.
Oh, how would
the
you
money's,
know?
The money's not for me.
Yeah, how does he know that?
I need
yeah.
to know that.
How do you know?
I don't know, but somehow, some way, that's why
that?
You take your time to get to know somebody because you could listen
so what do you like?
And
Did
hear
you make
certain
a deposit
things.
Today?
No. I just want a woman to bring something to the table because I don't need another liability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want
to.
I don't.
She got like 18,000.
She got 18,000.
Yeah, but 25,000 is nothing.
What
are you going to do?
Listen to me. I'm
going to
take
it.
Listen to if a woman is my woman, if she's my woman, I take care of my woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you my girl, if you live in another spot, I help you with your rent. I help you with your car note. That's the way I move. The 25,000 is that you don't nickel and dime me.
Yeah, I
need
a nickel and dime.
Yeah, don't. I need $100 for this or $200 for this, and I'm traveling all over the fucking
so
country,
annoying.
And you're
Who
driving me crazy.
Who asks for money like that?
You know, but no.
Anytime
people,
I want money, I want like $3,000.
Right,
at least.
Right. Yes. I want a few thousand.
And to get $3,000 out of me, I got to be with you for at least.
The relationship is going to last because if you say no, just forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. You
no,
know?
No one wants to be with a $200. Let me get it.
No, I don't
want to
be with someone.
After.
Let me get my nails done.
Exactly.
You gotta handle that other shit. And you gotta carry your weight.
Right.
Now, is there any particular lady that feels like you're her man? Because a lot of times we go with y'all and y'all don't.
I think everybody think I go with them.
Damn.
You know, and I think that's a beautiful thing. Like if
so
I
you went,
if,
that a beautiful
if
thing.
I went on Instagram right now and said I got married, all them hoes would kill themselves.
Oh,
TK, no.
See, yes,
you
so you just
that.
Talked about men doing that. No. But you got other everybody feeling like you're their man.
I don't do
that's
that.
That's heartbreaking.
It's just that that's what people think. When I travel the country and I'm polite,
you treat women all the
I
same,
treat
right?
people beautiful.
Look at TK.
And I love that the kind of man that I am.
That's not
like
good.
Every time I see this beautiful lady, I bring her flowers.
He does. He brings flowers every time to the morning show.
Every time.
Can you imagine how you treat somebody who's having sex?
And the flowers are beautiful too.
Every time I see her, I bring her flowers.
Oh, that's just gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Such a gentleman.
You know, and that's what I mean by being a gentleman. Like I'm doing Karen Hunter tomorrow on Sirius FM. Mm. Some white lady. I got to bring her flowers.
Some white lady. But you know why that's a gift and a curse? Because if you treat your women mm-hmm. that way. And you aren't exclusive to them, so when you finally do settle down and they're all left in the dust, they're going to be looking for that. That's
no, my job is to teach you what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
See, my job is to give you the information. It's up to you how you process it. I'm a teacher. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. I'm an OG. I'm a GPS. And you're supposed to learn from me. I'm going to teach you how to get your credit good. I'm going to teach you how to come because some of y'all can't come. Mm. You can fuck for life, but you don't know how to come. You're not a squirt. I teach you how to be a squirter.
What?
I teach you all. I
how
teach
can you,
you
teach squirting?
Oh, you could teach a person to be a squirter.
You have a class.
I'm a pussyologist.
You have a class?
I've never squirted.
Yeah, two levels higher than a gynecologist. So it was only two of us in the world. One died in 1971, and I'm the last one here on earth.
You seem like such a wonderful man, but I could never date a guy like you.
Right, and that's most
you know have. Why? Because I hate friendly ass guys.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, he but is.
I like friends.
I like my boyfriend today.
My man buying her flowers, it's
but
over
you
for you.
Remember
we,
now.
We fighting.
No, you missed what I'm saying. I'm single.
What's good?
Buying her flowers.
Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
See, if I was in a relationship,
so
I
you
would
mean
take...
to tell me, hold on.
Yes.
You mean to tell me if you get serious with someone, yes. let's say in a month or two, you're gonna go visit Angela on the Breakfast
no,
Club and you're
you
not gonna
is you
bring
tell
her flowers?
The, you tell the person this is what I've been doing and you hope that a person
and this
gonna
person
understand.
Gonna be like no.
Now let me ask you this.
No. Uh-huh.
Do you buy Mother's Day presents for your children's mothers?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the person you asked.
That's nice, but not if I'm...
This is the person you asked.
I got four baby mamas. All of them got houses.
No,
I got four baby mamas. All of them got cars.
Listen to me,
I got four
man.
Baby mamas. Every year, they get a diamond tennis bracelet or earrings to this
listen,
day.
Listen, this Woo. Mother's Day, the guy...
They
the guy
too?
And they got men.
Listen, the guy I was dating
this
Mother's
Day... This is the way I
move. Day,
this
listen,
the, way I
the guy I'm dating this Mother's Day, he was so fucking mean... He didn't even wish his baby mothers a happy Mother's
Better
Day.
Not.
Well, why?
Amen. That's why he's my baby. But
now,
that's why he's my
fairness,
baby.
She's not a good mother.
In all fairness.
Oh, depends on the
But that's why he's my baby.
Yeah.
That's
but
why he's
this,
my baby. Because he mean.
Is raising
he mean.
Kids.
Like
and
but she's
a
not,
great
though.
Mom and... You know,
she doesn't deserve it.
No, that here's my thing. I don't, you know, I don't think for Mother's Day. Now for mm-hmm. Mother's Day, I don't think it's terrible for a card.
No, that's mm-hmm. too much.
You know,
I prefer you just say Happy Mother's Day. You're not
exactly
about to go
say Happy Mother's.
Gift.
What if the gift is from the child?
No.
No, the kid isn't going to go buy anything.
No. Well, of course not, but you're saying this is from our son to you.
Me,
happy
no,
Mother's
no,
Day.
No, 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 Let me share something with you later.
Junior said Happy Mother's Day.
I'm going to share.
I would want my man to treat his child's mother well.
Exactly.
Because I think that's a...
If she was deserving of it.
But you know, Angela, I have to say, you like that kind of guy. You like the really gentlemanly light guy.
I like nice guys.
That's what you like.
She's a classy lady.
Yeah, she is a classy lady. And I respect that. And you know, to each his or her own. All right? But
I'm trying to date.
Personally,
Angela, about another year.
I think y'all would make a great couple.
In about another year, I'm gonna get her.
I'm gonna get her.
How old are you, Angela?
Younger than TK.
Okay.
Angela's like 25.
So do you like older men?
Do I?
I would take so good care of her.
I know,
but I'm so busy.
She's busy.
I've been plotting it for 2 years.
Now let's get back to this buying presents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's go back to this, please. I'm not finished.
You're going
to
date me. We're going to change that.
I'm not finished. I feel like this.
I feel like this. I believe a man shouldn't give a woman more than one baby. I think it's rude. I think it's selfish. What? I think that any man that gives a woman two or three children is evil.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's hard to date a guy that has four baby moms, too.
It's a joke.
I'm cool on that.
It's a joke. Oh. Now, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's not hard. Most men who date still have baby mama drama. That's why it's hard. Or they bring that drama home. Mm-hmm. To me, a real man, a woman will never hear a blink. Never hear a problem because he's taking care of his business. He don't have no issues. He bring his children. Like my kids, when they with me, I cook dinner at my home. I make sure that we eat at 6 o'clock every day. When I get ready to travel, my daughters, I have my sons meet me in Paris without flight tickets. I run my family like a true family situation. So when I hear women say they got baby mama drama, usually the man is not a leader. He still causes confusion with the ex-baby mama. Mm-hmm. He's not giving her what he wants. Or he still could be fucking her on the low. True. And right. That's what causes very confusion. Yeah. I'm not fucking none of my baby mama. It's just pure respect. Help raise my child. We keep it moving. I see your graduation. If you need me, call me. If there's something wrong with the grades, I handle that. But other than that, my babies follow me everywhere I go.
If there's baby mama drama, I know not even to fuck with the guy anymore because the girl, there's something going on. You know, he has two baby mothers and ain't no drama because they play their position.
Right.
Yeah, but so you guys have a problem though if they buy a gift.
Yeah, for what?
I don't have this like my boyfriend's son is 7. Mm-hmm. So it's like he can speak. He doesn't even need to speak to her.
I'm going to share
she
something with you.
She doesn't even have him. We have him.
I'm going to share something with you if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. If you ever date a man that has children, I want y'all to encourage him to do something nice for the baby mom.
No, I encourage him to be nice cuz he's very hot-headed.
Whether it's a card or a rose, I want y'all to teach the man to send something to because the son, the child is watching.
True.
And
no,
this
I don't
is
think
bigger
that,
than that.
I don't think that the man should ever disrespect. I don't think a man should ever disrespect, no matter how much he hates her, the mother of his child, no matter what. I don't think you should ever disrespect or disregard the mother of your child.
Okay, all right. I'll see what you're saying.
I don't think so, but... But you know, showering your baby moms with gifts and
not showering,
she
but
she gets
once a
money
year
from you every
showering?
Month.
It's not showering.
Here's the thing: I feel like there's why give her that attention.
And some bitches take it the wrong way,
right?
Ladies, in some cases, I feel like the woman might deserve it.
You ladies are absolutely
depending on the relationship. Yes. I think that it's acceptable.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Now I would agree.
And here's
case
the by thing.
Case. Now if your man is a bum and he's not a good father, then he should do a lot for his baby moms because she's the one taking care. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The guys that I date with kids, they're active fathers.
And I dated you or her, and you said, "TK, I don't really like you doing that for a year." We would sit down and have a conversation.
See, here's the thing with that.
Of course. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Because I have to respect your feelings.
If your kid's mom is respectful to me,
you're never going to meet her.
Oh, hell no.
No, I don't believe. Why should y'all meet?
No, I agree with that too. I don't need to deal with her.
Your woman?
Kids are mean, but the kids' mom won't have to meet.
But don't you think that the mom should know who you're dating?
But he has grown kids,
but
you know?
I'm talking about my kids' mom will never have to meet my wife.
He has grown-ass kids,
they can't come to the wedding?
Who cares? The kids could definitely come to the wedding.
But not the moms?
I wouldn't want them there.
But what if they were like,
that's that awkward moment.
Who is this woman you have around
my daughter? No. Now, let me explain to you about energy. This goes back to energy. You never want to bring people in the room that you might think that could have hate in their heart.
But you just said y'all was all good.
But no. When you get ready to marry someone, feelings, anything could come up. Just like I wouldn't want to go to a wedding of an ex-girlfriend if I was with her. But then knowing me, I would do it.
But see, here's where I disagree with you saying you buying them gifts and stuff, because that's like I said, women could take that the wrong way.
Listen to me, ladies. My kids is
that's just giving.
You shouldn't
feeding,
care if
that's
it's been
just
years
two of them's 30, 130, 127.
So the 30-year-old's mother, she would have a problem with your new woman?
No, I don't have these type of problems. Matter of fact, we don't even.
None
speak.
Of your baby moms ever met ever.
They never met.
What?
Yeah, they never met because everybody's in different parts of the country.
Well,
what? Yeah, they never met.
That's crazy.
Well, why do you need to meet her for?
I have two stepdads and a total of about 20 siblings, and I have like four different stepmoms, and we all know each other, and we are all very, very close.
No, Now, that's one thing I wouldn't do. I would never let all of them be on the phone together talk, because that's how bullshit starts.
Yeah, no, I'd be like,
I'll be honest. I think that's wonderful. I would never want to meet them.
Mine's only 10 carats.
For what? Yeah, for what?
Wouldn't that make a woman suspicious? Why can't?
I would be suspicious. Why haven't I met your baby mother?
The goal in life is the trust, so don't fuck with the person. If you ain't got trust, you shouldn't be with the person.
Let me ask you this. Okay, let's say that the person you're dating has a journal and they leave you alone and you see it. I'm putting my glasses on.
I couldn't take it to 2017 because I don't know anybody with a journal right now.
But let's just say this person.
But I have the codes to my man's phone, and it's not like I snooped. He gave it to me. I've never, well, one time. But I don't.
What made you do it that one time?
I ain't giving nobody no code, and I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Okay, because it was like he was out. It was an event. He was out to like 4 or 5 in the morning. And then he was in the shower. And it was like, dee, 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 dee. So,
like, oh, you going to come home and shower?
No. He was asleep. But it was like the next morning, like about 10 in the morning. And I was like, but it was nothing on here. And I felt dumb. So
if he deleted it.
No, I don't feel like
he didn't have a chance to shower.
Let me tell you, and that's what I mean by being right. In life,
mm-hmm.
when you come home, you can leave your phone on.
Yeah, like, no, I don't, problem. I never, ever,
but let's just say you see that they have it too. They have a journal. Maybe they're just recording certain things. They're just getting their whatever out.
I'm not going to read it.
I'm not going to read it. The old me would, but the new me, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
It's caused problems.
See, if you're young, listen, you'll read it.
Yeah.
But if you mature, exactly.
The old me, I would be searching for
all that stuff's bullshit.
My nosy ass reading, I'm going to be licking my finger.
Exactly. I'm reading. Listen to me. I've had access to almost every guy I've ever dated's phone.
Yeah.
And I do not look through it because I just
don't.
We're
not talking about phones. That's the thing. We're talking about a journal.
But a journal, like, you're giving me all the source. I wouldn't read it
and any man
write some shit down
there
he deserves anything happen to
that's
him.
What I'm saying, that's why I said 2017
shit.
I'm gonna say
I'm you. Snapchatting that shit.
You write something down, you deserve to get caught. Man, I'm a smacking.
What if in his journal you see that he said that he was so high that his best friend sucked his dick?
Oh my god,
what?
I'm cutting the dick off.
Snapchat.
And that's
Lorena Bobbitt.
I would never.
It's another
even,
man.
I can't. You know what's so crazy? That's something that wouldn't even break my heart. I'd just be like, ugh.
Here goes story.
Right. Disgusting.
Here goes story.
And then
I'll
just move on.
Ooh, this is
yeah.
deep. I was on the
but
phone.
I believe, be heartbroken.
I'm a believer that there's a lot of guys out here having sex
totally
with each other.
Agree.
Oh, hell yeah.
This girl from Compton, she was explaining to me, and tough dude, like a noted dude. And she was saying how. She broke up because she thought he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, TK, I'm going to give you the scenarios. What do you think? So she said that with a minister now, pastor.
Oh, yeah, I believe it already.
She said that he came home mad one day. She said, what's wrong? He said, I'm such and such is making a pass out of me. What the fuck you think the kind of dude I am?
The minister's cursing like that?
No, the dude is... acting like that, the pastor made a pass at him.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
now watch where we're going with this now.
Okay.
Now, a couple weeks later, his phone is off. He didn't have no money to get his phone off. He called her for her to pick him up. He was at some event.
When you came to the event,
she knows he's coming out of the service thing with the pastor, and his phone was on the next day. And she said to go. I said something went down between the two. So she wanted
somebody
to know.
Somebody made a donation.
And she had all the. It was more than because it's been a while now. I can't put them all together. But that's just one of them. But to the men out there doing that type of shit, I just don't get it, ladies. Look at you, beautiful ladies. Why would a motherfucker want to go fuck with a dude?
Now, some people like
me. Now, wait.
Yes,
let me put this out here because I know there's some sensitive people in the world. I don't want nobody protesting against me or following me or causing any type of confusion because we live in the world now. Yeah. You got to be careful what you say. Yeah. I was just giving an opinion.
Gays.
I'm gonna change that thought for a minute. I'm not gonna say I like y'all, but I'm not saying I hate you either. So please forgive me.
Nobody's ever made a pass at you?
No, once when I was 14 years old, I was at a track meet and I was in the bathroom and some white guy had said something to me. And I almost caught a assault case.
What'd he say?
I took the spike. He wanted to suck my dick. So I took
the
spike.
Oh, you're a pedophile?
Say it again.
Like an older pedophile type?
I can't remember. Older, I just know it was a white guy. I was 14 years old.
Okay. Set it up. So you had on some small track shorts.
Well, I don't know about small.
What? But
look at she said
no. Yeah, because I like to visualize.
But we was in the bathroom. He was on one end of the other.
No, hold on. Slow down. So you had on them running shorts.
I had on running shorts.
Mm-hmm.
She is hilarious.
The thighs out. So wait.
The V.
Nah, I know your calves. You have nice calves. From what Charlamagne said, you have beautiful calves.
Right.
Charlamagne is so crazy. Right.
Well, only, let me tell you what Charlamagne happened. The other day, I was at his show, and I had shorts on.
You had running shorts again. Right.
No, it was some bombing jean shorts.
Okay.
So he says, "Damn, TK, what the fuck, yo?" Because I could tell he's been working out, so he was just admiring of
your
my
calves.
Age.
Yeah.
That you do look great.
Yeah. Because he was like, "Damn, dog, what the fuck
is
this?" So my calves is like probably bigger than your legs. So that's what he was tripping off of. And he was like, so he brought
so
it up on the show
like
today.
That back then.
I still had calves like that back then.
Okay, and little shorts.
I don't think the man said anything about the calves. But I'm laughing.
You was at the urinal?
I was in the urinal yesterday.
Oh, well, he saw your big black penis and was like, "Hey, I
but that
my
motherfucker
mouth.
Got his ass
whooped How could somebody just say?
I think he just said it. I don't think that he's...
Like, can I
yeah,
suck your dick?
Yeah, he just said... I was 14 that? Years old. I was running track. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that I'm not in that era. I don't do nothing to cause no... anything to mess with my spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. I'm on my spiritual journey. And I don't want no confusion. I ain't having no threesomes. I ain't dealing with no other niggas. I just want everything from here on out to be beautiful.
But you have a whole bunch of bitches that think that you they man.
Yeah.
Well, no, babe. When I put that ring on your finger, we shutting that down.
So you're planning on marrying Angela.
Oh, I think Angela's the greatest woman in the world.
You do?
Oh, honey.
I'll drink to that.
I really do. I've just been watching her for a while. I'm like, I'd like to do intel, like the FBI.
That's crazy. I like how you operate.
Yeah, you got to watch a person for a minute. Yeah, you got to have patience. Mm-hmm. You just can't, because you can't mess up a life. And you can't get your life messed up not knowing what you get yourself into. You got to get to know. So she appreciated me being a gentleman, and that's the key. That is definitely the
key. Would you read my journal?
No, I wouldn't read your journal, babe. But I will eat your pussy on the first
I will say, this is so crazy because I don't have a journal. Uh-huh. But my boyfriend told me one day I was asleep, and we always cuddle, and he took my fucking thumb and fucking unlocked my phone.
Why did he do that?
I don't. I was so mortified. There's nothing in it, but it's like, I don't.
It's a weird
shit,
thing.
But that's my old thing. Shit is in there. But he said that he scrolled and was just like, "I'm tripping," and like just like locked the phone. But I was
you should delete anything anyway.
I don't like to delete.
And let me tell you why. Let's say one day in the future, between now and Christmas,
I delete everything.
He's sitting there, he's chilling. He take your thumb. He's looking at your hands. He just take your thumb and just do it. And he sees something from 2016.
That's what I'm saying. Like my old stuff, I was just like
men. Are the weakest creatures on earth. And you could have licked the ball in 2002. Never even knew this nigga exists.
That's the problem
and
we have.
He would think you did it to him.
I swear.
You
it'll be
that
like somebody
balls
from like.
In 2002 at the Renaissance?
I don't believe
at the Renaissance.
I don't even know you.
Y'all wasn't even at the Ritz.
that's
Renaissance. You had you licking balls at the Renaissance?
Yes, my boyfriend does do that.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why you got
to
delete stuff.
Yeah, I used to mess
stuff.
With such and such.
Right.
Do you
10
tell,
years ago.
Right.
You tell him everything?
If he asks me, yeah.
Don't do that either.
No?
Hell no. Men, they set you up. They get you to tell your story. And then later on, like, bitch, that's
they
why
use it
them,
against
them
you.
Three niggas fucked you and you ain't shit all. That's why that motherfucker owe you, you owe that nigga $20,000. You don't never give a man information to use on you at a later date. It's always I don't know when you go to a hotel for the first time or you go out of the country for the even though you've been you always got with a dude act like it's your first time going. Niggas always want
to
feel like they Christopher.
Somebody else
they,
told me
niggas
that.
Feel like
that
Christopher
because now
Columbus.
With Instagram, like my man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you meet somebody else,
that's true.
You always let a motherfucker think he the first one. You don't want to go into, oh, this is you. Know, I'm,
until
I
they be like, welcome back,
Sunia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Be like, now it's like, who the fuck was you
exactly.
Here with?
Exactly.
Oh, we can't win.
Same drink you always get?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Your usual?
You're
having your usual today?
So true.
Well, TK Kirkland, we thank you so much for coming through and sitting with the ladies.
Thank you so
and
much.
And Sunia, we're looking forward to seeing you on the next season of Basketball Wives.
Me too.
And on TLC.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to make big moves, huh? Just use that stuff
did
as a platform.
Did you just say you have big boobs?
I know you're going to make big moves.
I have big boobs, too.
I heard
said
you're
going to make big moves. That's you change your mindset,
I
ladies.
Heard you say
change
big
your
mindset. Nasty mind.
But
nasty
Angela's hilarious.
Mind.
Like, so you had on these little shorts.
how she says it.
Oh, that's hilarious. And you got big cat. Oh my God.
I'm so, just trying to picture what this looked like in my head.
Set, set the scene.
And you were a runner, so that means your ass was firm.
Angela.
Hilarious. Yeah.
You had to run his butt.
Yeah, it was interesting. 14 years old. Whoop that boy's ass.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That was too funny.
All right, any last words, Stephanie, Gigi?
Please donate to Help Puerto Rico, yes. UnitedForPuertoRico.com.
Yeah, that's sad down there. Please. You know, we wish them well.
They need help.
And take the money if you can personally so you know they're going to get it. But let me explain to people why I'm on the show. Angela and I have been trying to do this for a while, mm-hmm. and I knew back in January I was doing her show in September. Uh-huh. But what's so great is this weekend, The Breakfast Club, and next time, Angela, I promise you, you'll be the host on the show, because we've been going through different people missing each other. Because
let me just tell you what he did. He has the quote-unquote Breakfast Club hosting his show at Caroline's this weekend. If you guys are here, y'all should go on Saturday. But I'm in the Breakfast Club, but I was never asked.
And here's the thing.
So it's Envy and Charlamagne hosting TK Kirkland.
Why not your wife?
Now, let me explain to you why. Let me explain to you why. There's
Angela,
a guy,
I'm sitting right next to him. You got a problem with
this
guy?
There's a guy. There's a guy between all of us. His name is Chris. Chris works for the radio station and the podcast.
Loudspeakers Network.
Loudspeakers Network.
You know
so
Chris.
So I've always been going through Chris to get to her, because she'll hit me back every now and then on Instagram. Instead of bothering her, I was doing things proper protocol, going through this particular guy. He was telling me that he was dealing with Angela and her people. So one day I just got tired of dealing with him because he wasn't getting back to me the way I want. I said, Angela, I'm trying to do your show. She said, I'm looking forward to it. That was a couple months ago.
Okay.
She said, when are you going to do it? I said, in September. So this week, for the last 2 weeks, no, a month ago, I was trying to book her. He said, well, I got to talk to Angela's assistant. I think she's going out of town. We're doing this. But no one was getting...
No one told me.
Right.
So, like, I keep seeing them posting on Instagram, like, the Breakfast Club. I was like, damn, they just going to ask me.
Exactly.
I'm not a part of the show.
No, I wanted her on the show. I wanted, because I had everything, I had everything mapped out. She's leaving.
Okay.
So I wanted everything to be mapped out. So we do this once a year. Definitely next year.
Next year,
Lip
Service is hosting.
Right. That's gangster.
Lip Service.
That's
hosting.
What we'll do.
Next year, Lip Service is hosting.
You guys, check for Charlamagne and Envy.
You ready?
That's no check for Angela.
We are doing our first ever Lip Service live at the Highline Ballroom.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Oh, when is that?
Yeah, we haven't even announced it yet.
Okay.
Right. But well, we just
I'm
did.
Tell you the date is going to be, hold on, let me get the date for y'all. Let me make sure this date is right before I put it out there. I think it's November 28th.
Nice.
Well, I'm in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I will come through.
See, he knows where he is already.
I know. I don't. Right.
I know where I'm at.
But it's
going to
be
9 years.
Happen.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I book my own stuff. So I know for the next 15 years I'm booked.
And if anything changes, you can always say that he's in the military and
absolutely. Yeah, the coldest game in the world.
I'm just going
to
do it.
And
just
it's
to
always
see if
easier
it
to fly Southwest. And then when you fly Southwest, so you need to know this, you have to ask for any time fare. Any time for you, you call at the last minute. Ticket. When you say that, the tickets is like $79, $59. But what those people are trained to do, they try to give you the highest ticket. So you want to fly early in the morning at 6 or 7, you're going to get a cheap ticket. Mm-hmm. Or you fly late at night.
Is that airline where you got to like rush for a seat?
Yes, yep. You don't have
first come, first serve. This is mass stressful.
I'm
always
game.
In the middle.
That's too stressful.
And you want to ask TK. Ask
TK.
Just follow me. Just follow me. You get the ticket, you go to the gate, and you ask them for a pre-board. They're going to say you need a special seat. You say yes. They don't ask you what's wrong with you or nothing. Mm-hmm. They give you the pre-board, and you get on the plane first.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know what I used to do? This was my little scheme.
Here we go.
My ex-boyfriend was shot up before,
uh-huh.
and we used to travel. He would need
with
a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we
had
so many privileges
people.
With that wheelchair. Mm-hmm.
So you get a wheelchair.
So mm-hmm. If I'm running out, I'd be like, wheelchair assist. So I'm
right.
All through the
and
airport.
I get mad.
Like,
and I watch.
But now when we see Sunita in the airport with a wheelchair,
let me tell you what I do. This is
they
funny.
Let you through the check-in
first.
You sit in the front.
I watch people who do that. Like, this is one of my pet peeves. Going to laugh. When I see people in which I'm angry at them.
Really?
And I'm studying like an agent, like an FBI
agent.
You
make sure
like,
it's something wrong.
Motherfucker, when you better start crawling when they get you to, and they get on act like they all right.
I used to have
like,
a little limp.
I'm
I
like,
swear.
Fake,
I used to
fake
so
wheelchair
crazy.
Person.
I sprained my ankle.
Right. And I'm going to get these dates in real quick before we forget.
Yes, please.
This Saturday, Caroline's 7:30 and 10 o'clock, Tampa, Florida, this Sunday, October 1st, October 4th, Wednesday, Orlando, Florida. Make sure you get your tickets at the World Famous Improv. And then October 8th at the Bow Theater, Columbus Day weekend, The Great Too Short and T to the Motherfucker K.
Hey.
Get your tickets. And it's going to be a cold show because I got Too Short opening for me. Oh, so it's a hip hop comedy show. So I've done this around the country. It was Scarface, Too Short and me.
Oh, that's but,
and I promote my own shows. So I got all this put together and I'm just truly excited, especially about the payday. Yeah.
Congratulations. Right. I'm happy for you.
So that's good. Right,
I just feel so fucking incredible right now.
I don't even know what I'm doing next
That's
week.
Amazing.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
I'm doing so next
I, ladies, I'm inviting y'all to the show Saturday. Can y'all make it?
I'm going to be here.
Okay, I'm going to give you tickets.
Yeah.
All right?
So we can come. Totally down.
Get your nice tables.
I won't be there because I wasn't on the bill, but
I'll take a picture with the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And I finally got her cell phone number, so I'm not even blowing her up. I'm not going to start calling until like next year. I'm
going
to start calling her next year.
I'm going to
be like, hey guys, I'm here too. I'm part of the Breakfast Club.
We're going to call you on FaceTime and get you the mic, get you the TK.
That's funny. Ladies, thank you so much, and may your pain be champagne.
Hey.
And I wish you guys the truly best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sania. Thank you, TK.
You're welcome, beautiful.
Thank you.